Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is our bonus podcast episode where we can see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week, random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our G and Divas.
Now, can you remember a couple of Tuesdays ago, Ben was going off to Truck Festival.
Truck Festival.
Truck.
That has nothing to do with trucks.
Well.
Oh, does
hold
it?
The front door. I have just listened to a voice note from my colleague Jo, she of the thank you letter argument.
Oh, she's not sticking her oar in again, is she?
No, don't, because it's just a table of the two of you at the wedding. It's just you and Jo on the table.
Oh, is it actually?
Yeah. And we're filming it. That's the bonus for that week. No, she has just listened to the episode where we mentioned Truck Festival. And has got in touch to say that she was at the very first truck festival with her now husband, but then boyfriend, in 1997, when they started going out. And Tom, her husband, was actually in a band that performed at Truck Festival. It was called Truck Festival back then because the farmer who owned the field in Oxfordshire only had a truck, and that was it. So it was thus called Truck Festival, which, of course, we questioned why it was called Truck Festival. And there was a band playing called Whispering Bob, which was named after Bob Harris from Radio 2, and they asked Bob Harris to come along because they had named it after him, and thus that's why Bob Harris on Radio 2 is known as Whispering Bob, and that is the origins of Truck Festival. So how we, and she's been to about five, this is before she discovered etiquette, as it were, in a professional capacity. And Joe was there, one of 50 people initially, and now producer Ben has turned up.
So was it good, Ben? Was it like, how many people were there?
10,000.
10,000, a few more than 50. Okay. Oh, Ben's coming to show us something. And one of our G and Divas, Jodie, was also there at Truck Festival. And also, did who else was there? Can you remember Gareth with the big dick?
Pardon? I like your phone case. It's smart that way. Where'd you get that from?
Apple. You bought it when we
were... Oh, is it a proper Apple phone case?
Yeah.
Oh, I might get a proper one. Mine's just from Market.
Oh, shut up.
It is. Okay. It's from the Market. It is. Who's Gareth with the big dick?
He used to work for Jonathan, and you called him Gareth with the big dick in an episode, and that's now how he... But as a joke, and now that's how he's referred to. Big Dick Gareth.
What? I can't give us some context.
I can't remember the context, but I went, you know Gareth, and he went, oh, Gareth with the big dick, as a joke, and I went, he's about 20.
Oh.
And thus, he now within the office is, or his old office is known as Gareth with the big dick. Anyway, he went to Truck Festival, Jodie went to Truck Festival, my colleague Joe used to go to Truck Festival, Ben went to Truck Festival. Truck Festival had more PR in the last 5 minutes than they've ever had in their life.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never heard of them until Ben went.
Sam Fender was on, weren't he? This guy.
Oh, Sam Fender.
Okay, should we go to some listeners' responses?
Yes, let's go to some listeners' responses. This one comes from Lou with a U. Hi, William, Jordan, PB and Diego. Hope you're keeping well. I keep thinking about a recent episode where Jordan was talking about Wendy coming down to London and wanting to meet up with William. Jordan said that Wendy was coming up to London, but was corrected by William that she was coming down to London. Yeah. I live in the Midlands and was always taught you said up or down to places geographically positioned, unless referring to the capital city. So we would, for example, say, I'm working up in Burnley tomorrow, or I'm going down to Brighton for the weekend. However, if we were chatting about a trip to London, we would say we are going up to London, even though it's about 130 miles south. At first, I wondered if it was perhaps a northern thing and Jordan was taught the same thing in school. But then I recalled my in-laws from St. Albans.
Someone's doing well.
always saying that they were going up to London when they are, in fact, geographically going down. I'm now thinking it is actually a thing, and that is the correct way to refer to a visit to our capital city, but I'm interested to hear your thoughts. Anyway, keep up the good work of brightening my dreary commutes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Much love, Lou. Lou is, I'm sorry here, but Lou is actually correct.
I think Lou is correct. It's up to London, isn't
Granny
it?
Granny always would say, and Granny, etiquette Granny, would always say, you go up to London.
Oh, did she?
Yes, and I'm sorry, Granny, that I forgot that.
No, I'm not doing an impression of dead Granny, so no. That is too far. I think I still say down to London. I think I just, yeah.
Mm.
I don't know. I actually don't know.
I think you do, you say, I'm going you definitely say going up to London.
I'm going, no, we'd say we're going down London.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that there, London.
That there, London. No, I think you say up to London, down to Burnley.
It only came to my attention that Northerners say London where you, don't they?
London.
London, not London. You'd say London.
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 Yeah, but I probably do say London because there are certain vowels I do hear because I spend too much time with you and I just...
London.
Hear you.
Going down London.
Going down London. Anyway, Lou, I'm sorry, I was wrong. There we go, rare example.
Got all that coming up with mum and dad staying over. My dad, bloody hell, price of a pint in London. Anyway.
Hello, William Jordan and PB. I wrote in a few months ago to ask advice about dealing with my friend who was trying to convince me to shag his girlfriend.
Oh, yes.
He didn't bring it up for a while, so I was hoping that he had heard the podcast and caught on. However, that didn't happen, and now I have an update for you. Last month, we went to a bar and he brought it up once again. I firmly reminded him that I did not want to hear anything else about it and that he was being a disrespectful prick by continuing to bring it up. He sulked for a bit after that and then things went back to normal. The next day, I went for lunch with his girlfriend and she apologised to me. Apparently, he had told her about my scolding when he got home from the bar and she was absolutely mortified as she had no idea that he had been sharing their private matters with me. She assured me that she has had a stern word with him and that it will not come up again. Thank you for encouraging me to be more assertive. It is a massive relief knowing that there will be no more indecent proposals. As a side note, Jordan concluded that I was definitely Northern after I used the phrase shagging my mate's bird. As a proud Midlander, I take offence to that, but I'll let it slide, just this once, because he is a good egg and I'm very fond of him. Thanks again for your help. Kind regards, Sam, formerly Anonymous.
Well, I'm not shagging you. I'm joking, Sam, he's a good egg. Yeah, I don't know if we're allowed to say bird anymore, but anyway.
No, not unless we're referring to ornithological matters.
I remember that, and I'm glad it's all cleared up, and that's what we're here for.
There we go. Our advice works. Thank you, Sam.
There we go.
Sometimes it's just a firm, hard no.
It's good to know that we can actually help, and thanks for getting back in touch,
yes.
Sam.
Thank you for validating us.
Yeah.
This next one comes from Julie.
Is it Julie Andrews?
Dear William, Jordan and...
She's brown bread, isn't she?
No, she's alive.
Is she?
Yes.
The Sound of Music.
And, more famously...
Mary Poppins.
Thank you. She's still alive.
Julie Andrews still alive?
Yes.
I thought she...
No, no. No, she narrates Bridgerton. Not that I watch it, but...
Oh, of course!
Yes.
Of course.
She's Lady Whistledown, I believe.
How old is she? That's so tight.
She's in her
80s, sorry, Julie Andrews.
Dame Julie Andrews.
Sorry, Dame Julie Andrews.
Dear William Jordan and PB, I'm a relatively new listener, having found your podcast on TikTok, but I'm working my way through your back catalogue of episodes and have just listened to your episode, Jordan North is King of Our Castle, and just had to write in to say how incredibly emotional I was listening to William and Ben talk about how proud they were of our Jordan.
Don't, because it makes me cry every time thinking about it.
Even though this episode is over 18 months old, I had indeed watched the entire series of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and therefore I knew all of the outcomes as I listened to those episodes, as if the result may have been different. I work as a support worker for children with additional needs and frequently need de-stress time, and your podcast provides me with some well-earned me time to unwind and release the stress of the day. Keep up the good work. Yours, almost a G&D diva. Sincerely, Julie.
Oh, thanks, Julie. That's lovely.
Why are you almost a G&D diva?
I mean, if you've listened...
Oh, maybe not. Mm. Yeah, okay.
That does not make you a G&D diva. You can still be a G&D diva if you listen. Do you know, I always say this, it's the best thing ever did.
This podcast?
The Castle. I'm still going to get me out of it. I'd never do it again, but it's the best thing I ever did. I'd never do it again.
Thank God. But staying up every night for 3 weeks.
Try being in a bloody cold castle till 3-4 in the morning and sleeping then and having to eat bloody oxtail and getting into a coffin full of pissing snakes.
To eat oxtail.
I'm so sorry you had it tough for 3 weeks.
It was pretty tough, wasn't it, Ben? Yeah.
God. But yeah. And
We were all in lockdown also. You had more liberties in that castle than the rest of the country.
I still get asked about it pretty much every other day. If I'm out and about, people still come up and be like, oh,
what's the question? What's the question you get asked the most?
Are you in your happy place?
People are original.
We're watching Am Celeb, and it was like nearly 2 years ago, but it was just, it was one of them that, yeah, it's the best thing I ever did. I've still not watched it back.
No. Well, it's off the ITV hub.
Oh, is it?
What do you mean? It's only on there for 30 days.
Oh, is it? No. G sent me out a hard drive with all the episodes on. So, because me and Beverly are the only ones that haven't watched it.
Yeah.
I just can't bring myself. I'm going to sit down one day and watch it all. What?
You are funny.
What? I never said all.
You're just funny.
What? But yeah, thanks, Julie. It's the best thing I ever did. A lot of people, have I mentioned this as well? I wish he never bloody asked me about it because never shut up. But I very nearly didn't do it.
For God's sake.
It's because of my mum.
I know.
My mum rung me and said, you've got to do this, I'll fall out with you if you don't.
I need that new kitchen.
Yeah, basically.
This is from Evie. Dear William, brackets, Jordan and PB. Now, we like that. That's good. Thank you for your etiquette videos and top tips on Help I Sexted My Boss. I've had a placement at the Houses of Parliament this week where I attended several dinners and receptions. Fortunately, I remembered your advice for soup spoons and canapes. Surprisingly, I felt at ease when I observed the table manners of others. Knowing your etiquette really is a life skill, and I'm glad to have learned from the best. Kind regards, Evie. And P.S. Tonight I'm seeing Mary Poppins in your honour. Perhaps I will see you there.
God, climb out, Evie.
No, Evie, I think that's lovely.
No, I think that's... I'm joking,
I'm glad. And do you know what was really nice? And shout out to Mike, if he is listening. He was at my train station the other day, or tube station, and he came up to me as we were waiting for the train. He said, oh, hello, you William, and he asked for a photo, and we had a little chat. And he said, do you know, the one thing that has stuck with me is that manners are all about other people and not about yourself. And that was another little moment, a bit like the Bristol tour date we did a few years ago where everyone thanked the ushers on the way out, and the ushers said they're never used to being thanked by audience members. And it was one of those moments where I went, yeah, that's what it's all about. So yeah. Thank you, Mike. That really meant a lot to me.
Well, it's really good that you've picked stuff up, Evie, genuinely, for the Houses of Parliament stuff. I mean, we're also here to offer advice if you catch a housemate shagging a watermelon.
Yes, we're a broad church.
Or if you think you may be being haunted by a gay ghost. Mm. Or trying to think of other dilemmas we've had.
You're off to Benidorm, you don't know how to
You're
behave.
You're off to Benidorm, you
You're
don't
off
know
to Monaco,
how to behave.
You don't know how to behave.
You send a cockpit to your dad on Grindr, that kind of thing.
Yes, yeah. Or your dad sends a cockpit to you.
To you, you know, yes. we're here for that sort of advice as well. So,
plus, how to eat a canapé.
How do you eat a canapé again?
Well, hopefully canapés are small. If it's a large canapé and it looks tricky to eat, my best advice is just avoid it. But if not, use your left hand, pop it in your mouth. Left hand in this country, in some countries, left hand is considered unclean, but in our country it's absolutely fine. But keep your right hand clean for shaking hands, holding glasses so they don't slip, so it's grease-free. Pick it up with your left hand, pop it in.
I'm the guy that follows the canapé people around. You know, you see at parties, like they come to you, I'm like, oh, can I have some more of those little...
We've got some very strong canapés for the
wedding. Oh, have you got canapés at the wedding? Can you tell me what?
I'll tell you one of them that you're going to particularly like.
Asparagus.
No, actually, no, because it's September, it's out of season. A bangers and mash eclair.
That sounds pretty good.
That was almost, we said as we had the taste, we went, Jordan will like this.
Did you actually? Yeah. That's so sweet. Oh, tell me more things about the wedding. A bangers and mash eclair?
Yes.
Can't you just have, like, could you do those little cocktail sausages with cheese and pineapple on?
You do know where we're having the wedding.
Yeah, but can you? Please, I love them. I love them.
Don't ruin the quality of the wedding.
I'll make them. No. Oh, can I make a canapé? It'll be a laugh.
I don't think the hotel want that.
Please.
No.
Oh, do you know what? I might do that as a laugh. Because I've got one of those little silver trays. I might make some of my own canapés. Oh, leave it with me. Pretend that didn't happen. That'd be really funny.
Jesus.
What are they called, those?
Canapés.
Yeah, no, the cocktail sausage, cheese and pineapple.
Cheese and pineapple on a cocktail sausage.
Don't like the pickle ones. Oh, actually, I don't mind them.
Do you mean pigs in blankets or devils on horseback?
No, when they put it on a cocktail stick at parties
just
and stuff.
Thing on a stick.
You got a big chunk of cheese, a pickle or a pineapple and a party sausage.
Right. Jordan's going to go around offering his party sausage.
Anyway. What's new? Where's the wedding at again?
It's a hotel.
Yeah, what hotel is it? Oh, yeah, that's the one. Yeah. Have I been there before?
I don't know, not with me.
Are people staying over in the rooms?
Some people are, yeah.
Jeez, this is going to be some fancy-ass wedding, this. I'm going to stick out like a sore thumb. What are you wearing? I don't want to clash.
Well, you won't clash because I'm in morning dress.
Oh, mine's from Topman, so it's all right.
I'm sure whatever you're wearing, your stylist has picked out for you.
I don't have a stylist.
Oh, I can see that.
Remember, if you've got a question or a story that isn't a dilemma or problem, this is the place to be where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sexandmyboss.com with anything you want to share with us. I very nearly say I'm good now.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm going to Berlin in September. And I very nearly booked it the weekend and then I went and checked and went, no, that's the wedding.
Well done.
Yeah. Anyway.
Nice. What are you doing? Berlin.
What? Oh, is that gay as well? Is it actually?
You have a lovely time.
Is Berlin gay as well?
It's got some gay moments.
Yeah, everywhere has.
Arguably the most famous gay nightclub. I forget what it's called.
Really?
Mm.
We also love hearing back from people we offer advice to. So if that's you, get back in touch with producer Ben. See you next week.
Happy to sing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.